Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
They are not used to this at Netflix. For the first time in 8 years, the popular streaming video service has lost subscribers in the U.S. The stock really getting hit today, down 11%. We're talking right now with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, as we just mentioned, losing subscribers, not something Netflix is used to.
No, not at all. The last time that happened was back in 2011 after, get this, a price hike. Sound familiar? And that is partially what's being blamed this time around. But I think there's several layers of this, actually. You've got the price hike going. You've got the emergence of many new competitors, HBO Now, Disney, the major networks, Hulu, Prime, Sling, Warner, Apple. We've talked about them all on this program, Cisco. And here they come with their own over-the-top solutions, pulling back their licensed content like Friends and The Office, all those snackable shows that people loved for a while on the new idea that was Netflix. Well, not so new anymore, and now you're in this dog-eat-dog world of trying to produce your own hit content.
So, and is that what they're relying on? They're hoping that they have enough original content that's exclusive to them, that they can not only keep subscribers so that they don't lose more, but also gain some more.
Yeah, what else is there? This is the world that they helped to create, and now they're in it. They are now standing, or like everybody else, every other programmer and content provider, they're no longer an aggregate who can sweep up the hits and put them out over the internet so you don't have to pay for cable, new and exciting. No, they're another channel, and they need to come up with their own program, increase that spend, and it's going to be onerous, and hope that they can make hits. They have high hopes, of course, for Orange is the New Black again and The Crown. But let's face it, those are getting a little long in the tooth. They're spending money overseas, which is seen as the new frontier, launching 5 new original programs in India. You know, good luck with making a hit. And that's the high expense, high-risk game they're now in.
They're also dealing with whether or not people will be willing to pay for Netflix and HBO and Amazon Prime and Hulu, and you know, the list just goes on and on. Are people willing to have 10 different outlets that they're paying for every month?
Yeah, what's the pricing power there? How elastic is that? I think cable starts looking attractive again, doesn't it? As an aggregator, you only have to have one remote and one box and one USB or HDMI device plugged into your television set. I've said for a long time, including on this program, I think a lot of these boxes and devices are a transitional technology to where we're eventually heading. But yeah, this managing the subscriptions, managing your password, it's become onerous. And now that Netflix is one of many, you know, what really sets them apart? Hit shows is what they're hoping. But, you know, the other problem is it's very difficult to measure. They can tell us they've got a hit show. How do we know that? I don't really know. I guess subs is really the only measure.
Yeah, very true. Tom Lason, thanks for being with us. Tom is president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv.